Good morning. It's March 8th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. Bitcoin enthusiasts, take note. The digital currency has shattered its previous records, reaching a new all-time high of $69,000 after an 847-day wait. This milestone marks the dawn of a new cycle in the cryptocurrency market, fueled by a significant catalyst, the approval of U.S. Bitcoin spot ETFs in January, igniting investor excitement across the board. The concerns that Bitcoin's traditional four-year market cycle might be derailed have been laid to rest. On-chain analytics from CryptoQuant and Glassnode reveal that the cycle remains intact. This analysis shows Bitcoin's price movement is still in harmony with its historical cycle, indicating a structured and predictable pattern amidst the market's volatility. In addition to Bitcoin's remarkable surge, the cryptocurrency market is witnessing a rise in other areas. Gaming tokens like Immutable, IMX, Beam, B-E-A-M, Ronin, R-O-N, and others are experiencing growth. Ethereum is also making headlines, edging closer to the $4,000 mark, even as the market faced a downturn after Bitcoin's peak. However, the resilience of the market is evident as it rebounded, with Ethereum continuing its upward trajectory. Analysts are looking at the future with optimism, predicting that Bitcoin could reach as high as $250,000 in this cycle. The current market phase is classified as bull, with an estimated cycle peak ranging between $155,000 and $175,000, potentially unfolding between April and August 2025. Factors such as the introduction of new spot ETFs, the anticipated halving event in April 2024, the strong performance of the U.S. economy, and expected cryptocurrency regulation are contributing to the bullish sentiment and driving prices upward. This convergence of positive developments signals a vibrant phase for Bitcoin and the broader cryptocurrency market, as investors and enthusiasts watch closely for the next milestones in this dynamic landscape. In a turn of events that has caught the attention of the global crypto community, Montenegro's High Court has ruled to extradite Terraform Labs co-founder Do Kwon to South Korea, overturning a previous decision favoring extradition to the United States. This decision is a pivotal moment in a saga that ties together international law, the volatile world of cryptocurrency, and a $40 billion crash that has had far-reaching implications. Do Kwon has become a central figure in a complex legal battle that spans multiple countries, stemming from his association with a massive cryptocurrency crash. The shift in extradition destination to South Korea comes after a successful appeal, highlighting the intricate dance of international legal proceedings and the collaborative efforts of law enforcement agencies across borders. The involvement of Interpol, at the request of South Korea's National Police Agency, underscores the seriousness with which countries are pursuing regulatory enforcement in the crypto space. The case has broader implications beyond the immediate legal challenges faced by Kwon. The extradition of Terraform Labs, Korea's chief financial officer, Han Chang-jun, to Korea, where he is currently on trial, points to a concerted effort by South Korean authorities to hold individuals accountable. Yet, the legal status of Terra's token Luna varies between jurisdictions, adding layers of complexity to an already convoluted situation. As the final ruling on Kwon's extradition remains open to appeal, with both South Korea and the United States having lodged requests for his extradition, the crypto industry watches closely. The outcome of this case could have significant implications for regulatory practices and investor protection globally, signaling a new era of international cooperation and enforcement in the digital asset space. In a twist that's catching the eye of the crypto world, Elon Musk's Tesla and SpaceX are back in the spotlight, this time for their Bitcoin holdings. Reports are surfacing that suggest Tesla's Bitcoin stash has grown to 11,509 BTC, valued at around $775 million, a significant leap from their previously disclosed 9,720 BTC. SpaceX isn't far behind, reportedly sitting on 8,285 BTC worth approximately $558 million. This revelation comes from detailed transaction histories analyzed by blockchain analytics firm Arcum Intelligence, tracing back to early 2021. These reports have unearthed that both companies made hefty profits by selling Bitcoin during the last crypto winter. Tesla bagged a $455 million profit, while SpaceX earned $132 million. The discrepancy in Tesla's reported Bitcoin holdings has sparked a wave of speculation. Is Tesla doubling down on Bitcoin, or is this a mere accounting oversight? The crypto community is on the edge of their seats, waiting for an official word from Tesla regarding their cryptocurrency investment strategy. Meanwhile, Bitcoin's market performance adds another layer of intrigue. Currently trading at $67,222, the digital currency has seen a modest increase of 1.03% over the last 24 hours. This fluctuating backdrop sets a dramatic stage for Tesla and SpaceX's crypto maneuvers, leaving investors and enthusiasts eagerly awaiting the next move. In a significant boost for data privacy and security technology, Paris-based Zama has just secured a hefty $73 million in Series A funding. This move underscores the tech industry's growing interest in fully homomorphic encryption, or FHE, a game-changing approach to processing encrypted data without the need for decryption. Zama, a startup specializing in open-source cryptography, has caught the eye of some major players in the crypto space. The funding round was led by Multicoin Capital and Protocol Labs, the creator of Filecoin, signaling strong industry support for Zama's mission to make FHE accessible to all developers, enabling them to build applications with end-to-end encryption without needing to be cryptography experts themselves. The potential of FHE to revolutionize data privacy and security, especially within blockchain and AI applications, is immense. It's this potential that has driven Zama to not only focus on making FHE more accessible through open-source libraries and solutions, but also to improve the performance of its FHE scheme significantly. These improvements have opened up new and critical use cases in blockchain and AI, with hopes to expand its application to other fields in the future. This funding is not just a win for Zama, but a clear signal of the industry's recognition of FHE's transformative potential. As Zama continues to develop and democratize this technology, the implications for data privacy and security in the digital age could be profound. Ethereum's value is on the rise, reaching a multi-month high and capturing the attention of investors and analysts alike. With the cryptocurrency now trading above $3,700 and showing strong technical indicators, it's clear that Ethereum is consolidating its gains and setting the stage for a potentially explosive future. The surge in Ethereum's value comes at a time when the crypto market is buzzing with anticipation. Analyst Juan Leon from Bitwise has made a bold prediction, suggesting that Ethereum's price could more than double by 2024, potentially soaring above $8,000 to $10,000. This optimism is fueled by significant upcoming catalysts, including the Denkun upgrade and the potential approval of spot Ether ETFs by May. These developments are expected not only to boost activity on the Ethereum network, but also to attract mainstream consumer demand and institutional investor interest. Ethereum's potential breakthrough is not happening in isolation. It's anticipated to follow and even magnify Bitcoin's market movements, with both cryptocurrencies expected to experience major breakouts. The approval of a spot Ether ETF by the SEC is viewed as likely, which could trigger substantial market gains for Ethereum. Moreover, April is projected to be an epic month for the crypto market, with significant events for both Bitcoin and Ethereum on the horizon. The combination of technical strength, upcoming upgrades, and regulatory developments positions Ethereum as a cryptocurrency with a bright future. Its current performance and the optimistic outlook shared by analysts suggest that Ethereum could indeed break new ground, potentially surpassing the $5,000 mark sometime this year. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.